tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now.
What do you mean you're not going to school? I got an earache.
Should it all be in one ear?
Oh, hey, and welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 309. What is going on? I am Gatch. It is a wonderful Monday afternoon. The sun is shining.
It
is 84 degrees.
What town are you in?
And sitting across from
Gatch, wake up. Wake up.
Hey.
I think you fell asleep. You were sleep talking.
I was
it's
somewhere
rainy,
else.
Dude. It's rainy.
Oh.
And it's 4 in the morning.
Oh.
What do you think?
Well, it's something.
He was asleep. I couldn't get his attention. And the strapping young lad was just freaking him out. Actually, Devin Townsend going in the background with a song called Nine.
Nine.
Spelled N9.
N9.
Nine.
That does count. That does spell nine.
And he's like, nine. How's everybody doing on a Monday morning?
I'm doing all right. You know who we kept all weekend?
Take the tape off of his mouth. Ow. That ripped
his
mustache out.
Mr. Super Dave Wombacher back in the hizzy, but is he?
Man, this has been a long weekend.
We were feeding him a...
You ever see the movie Lost Weekend?
Keystone enemas all weekend.
Dennis Hopper.
With friends like you, who needs enemas?
Dude, are you winking at him? Or did you have grapefruit in your eye?
I got grapefruit in my eye.
I think that Gatch has a sty in his eye.
Grapefruit.
I got something going on.
Grapefruit in my eye. How would you like a sty?
I don't have pink eye.
But you know, brown eye.
If you've been in contact with someone
who farts on your pillow,
who has pink eye, you're supposed to alert everybody you know.
Yeah.
That you have been in contact with somebody who has pink eye.
What the hell is pink eye?
So I would like to let you guys know that I've been in contact with someone who has been in contact with someone who has been in contact with someone who has been in contact.
Bumping.
With someone who has been in contact with someone who has been in contact with someone who has pink eye.
Seven
times removed.
I don't know. I'm sure there's somewhere. There's somewhere along down there. I'm just assuming the probabilities are.
Names where it didn't happen.
You know what happens? You know what happens when you assume things?
Huh.
You make an ass out of you and me.
I made a conject out of you and
That's a conjecture.
Complete conjecture.
Dude, that's some Four Agreements shit, I think, right there.
That's who?
Have you heard of the Four Agreements?
Shit.
It's a book.
Four Agreements,
Yeah. You should look at it. Are you of sound mind and emotionally stable with yourself?
I hope so.
All right.
Don't look at this book. No, I don't even know what this book's about, but it's a bit...
It's about squashing the demons inside of you.
Yeah, I know there's at least one. I can see him fighting to get out.
Demon inside of you, Dave. I don't even know if that's right. I shouldn't be talking. Well, I should be talking.
You better keep talking. Got 57 minutes to go.
I know. You know what we haven't done in a while is we haven't played a height game. You guys want to play
a height game?
What's the hype about?
The height. All right.
I'm not into hype, man.
Height.
You going to get hyphy on me?
And then what about the great white
hype
hope?
There.
You know what hyphy is?
Hyphy, what is that? Is that a hyphy glyphic?
No, it's some kind of a urban slang, kind of like crunk or jiggy.
What's it mean?
I'm not too sure, but when like, say, for example, I heard it in this context, a female of the African-American persuasion was feeling threatened by someone in her nearby vicinity, and to thwart off this possible danger, she would say, "Don't make me get hyphy on you."
Oh, don't make me hyphenate you.
Don't make me cut you in half with a dash mark.
Yeah, because then you're going to be hyphenated.
Don't make me get hyphy. Maybe during the episode while we're playing after the hype game, we'll play the hyphy game.
All right.
And I'll do some Googling. I'll stick my finger in the Google machine and see what comes out of the hyphen.
All right.
Okay, so we got
to get hyphy on you guys.
What do we got? We got a hype game here where Dustin is going to give us some celebrities.
This game is going to be in two parts.
We got to do rock, scissors, paper to see who goes first again?
I've never heard anybody ever call it rock, scissors, papers.
We've changed it since you've been here last. It's now cock, paper, scissors. So I hope you're prepared to play.
And no.
I don't know if you realize how painful this is, but paper cuts, cock.
And
scissors cut cock.
And scissors go into...
Cock's the underdog in this game. You really don't want to even whip that thing out. Not that you'd want to anyway, but...
Then there's only one winning play.
But if you come out with...
Rock smashes cock, though.
And if you come out with a tie, then it's a sword fight. We could do rock, paper, scissors, I guess. To see who goes first. There was the first bit of pure comedy gold.
You're like 2-0, though, in rock, paper, scissors on the show, aren't you?
I hope you're keeping track. Okay, ready?
That's 2 out of 3. One, or two out of three. All right,
okay.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, scissors cuts paper.
Oh, wait,
paper.
Put that thing away. Okay.
Terry, 1-0.
1-2.
Scissors over paper again. All right, 1-1.
He cut me, I cut him.
Yep.
Okay. Rock to rock.
Oh, rock to rock.
What do we do then?
Some rock to rock action.
Rock smashes
rock
scissors.
Rock smashes cock.
I'm 3-0. Rock does smash cock, doesn't it? Cock loses no matter what, so keep that thing in your pants, kids.
So, yeah, what we're going to do is I'll go to you first, Terry, and I'm going to say a last name. And then if you can guess the first name.
6'1".
If you can guess the first name, that's a point, and then we'll get into guessing heights.
Okay.
All right, so the first name is Marita.
That's not even a person.
No, that's the last name.
Oh,
Marita.
Oh, okay. I don't know his true Japanese name, but I'm going to guess Pat.
That is correct. Pat Morita. How tall do you think he is?
Now,
Craig?
Before we get into that, I heard a little thing about Pat Morita. His real name, do you have it there? It's like Hakamaduguchi.
No,
his Japanese name. And then in parentheses or in quotations, it always says Pat. I was wondering if there's just if that's the true nickname for, but you don't have it there, so never mind. Okay, how tall is Pat Morita, aka
Mr. Miyagi.
Arnold from Happy Days?
Uh-huh.
Okay, not to be confused with Al.
Okay, when Fonzie jumped over the barrels on the motorcycle and slid into the chicken stand, and he's out there cussing and jumping, and he waves a piece of chicken, and he goes.
I'm going to go ahead and say
Pat Morita scenes right there.
I'm going to say he's like 5'7". Okay.
I don't think he's that tall.
I was pushing myself down the whole time. Mm-hmm. Like a rapist.
Now, how old was Ralph Macchio in Karate Kid? What was he, 15 when they made that movie?
Yeah, 14, 15, yeah.
And he was probably 5'10". So Miyagi's got to be down around 5'4".
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Okay. No, we don't going to reveal answers. We're going to go on to the next.
All right, Dave gets a last name.
Now, if he doesn't get it, I get to steal?
No, then well?
No, I don't get the point, but then he gives me the last name, and I get first.
Okay, yeah. I'm not trying to make the rules.
No.
Now, I'm just going to say, all right, Morrison.
Well, there's a couple of choices there. But you probably pick Jim.
That is correct.
Because we know you hate Vans.
So, let's go with Jim Morrison. How
Jim
tall
Morrison.
Do you think Jim Morrison was? He's probably shrunk a couple.
He's way shorter now.
Yeah,
so
he's
probably
negative six.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you thinking livid?
Yeah, when he was living
size.
Yeah. Well, he was. I think he was the tallest one in the band.
What is your guess for the life size, Jim Morrison?
And I'm thinking, what's the keyboard player's name?
Ray Manzarek.
Ray Manzarek.
If you know Val Kilmer's height, you might have...
That'll have nothing to do with it.
I'm going to say 6 feet.
Stole my answer. So I'm going with 6'1". He didn't steal it.
All right. Inadvertently. This is for you. I'm going to go...
Jones.
More.
Jones.
More. Two O's.
More.
M2.
And an E.
Yep.
Okay. No hints. Is it a musician or an actor?
Actor.
Oh. Deadly.
That is correct.
What?
Yep.
I know. Okay. I was gonna go for Gary.
Mm-hmm. What are you guessing here?
I think he's pretty short, 5'6".
All right.
Drunk as fuck.
Yeah. I think that movie they just got him drunk, and he just
normal.
Hey, you know what? Try and make us laugh.
We're going to call
you.
We're going to call you an actor. He's just acting normal. He's such a normal actor.
All right.
Okay, what's your
guess
there?
Oh yeah,
5'2".
What, man? If he's that short, I am a giant.
All right, Dave. This is your last name to guess the first name. Montalban.
Ricardo.
That's not fair.
That is correct.
Of course, you know, that was his Marita. I mean, there was no other Marita.
Well, I just listened to an episode of Frontier Town, old time radio from like 1948. Yeah, and he
Hello,
was
this
Ricardo
Montalban
played one of the characters in that radio show, and they mispronounced his name when they did the credits. Yeah, Ricardo Montalban. Is how the guy said it.
From Mount Albany. Yeah.
All right, how tall do you think Ricardo Montalban is?
Way taller than Hervé Villachez.
Hervé Villachez is
3'8".
That should be the bonus question. I'm going to say 3'2".
He's dead, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
welcome taller now
to Fantasy Island.
They buried him in a pizza box.
I am the great Khan. Welcome to Star Trek. Okay, how tall is he?
I'll show you, Kirk. Yeah. Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo, sorry.
5'11".
I'm going to go against the grain right now and say 6'3".
Really?
Just for shits and giggles.
All right. All right, this is the last one for
Fantasy Island.
This is the last one for your name. For the names, Terry, it would be Maul. M-O-L-L.
Maul? Not mole?
Well, Maul? M-O-L-L, however you want to.
I know a guy that has the last name of M-U-L-L, Martin Mole, but I don't know a Maul. So that's going to be a, I don't know.
Richard Maul.
Maul?
Yeah, from Night Court. The tall, bald bailiff.
Bull
Shannon.
Okay, cool. I never knew his name.
Yep.
I just knew that there was a homeless guy in Eugene that looked like Bull with Down syndrome. And he smelled like Loco, Four Loco and meth. And nice. Pop-Tarts.
All right. So Richard Maul, a.k.a. Bull Shannon.
I'm going to say like 6'8". 6'8". 6'8".
And Dave?
That's like 6'8".
That's big.
That's big. That's bigger than you can... That's big.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to take 6'9".
Holy shit, he's always got to go one-upping me.
All right.
Dave, one-upper one-backer.
The last one for your name is Milano.
Billy.
Cookies.
Chucky's?
Cookies.
No, cookies, Milano.
No, I know the answer, but I would say Billy from the Milano Mosh of SOD, but I know it's not that.
Alyssa.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, that is correct. How tall do you think she is?
I'd like to measure her lying down.
Mm. Or standing up. Whatever.
Those lying mountains down, might be high enough.
Milano. Cookies. He's all mouth breathing.
What was her name again?
Alyssa Milano.
She's just tall enough. Belt,
she's taller than Joe Pesci.
just imagine her next to Tony Danza and then pretend that she grew another 7 inches, because that's probably...
I forgot all about that. Yeah, that was her, wasn't it?
She was jailbait in that show.
Yeah, she was.
Make you feel like a perv watching that. She's knit.
Yeah, but the first time you watched it,
and
you
Mona.
Were at the right age.
Ooh.
You?
Yeah, from Soap. I love Mona from Soap.
Jessica.
Yeah, Jessica something. I wasn't going to say it because I didn't want to be like you right now.
All right, so Alyssa Milano, how tall do you believe she is?
5'8".
Terry?
Time's running out. 5 seconds, Bob.
Bob!
5'7".
Bob!
5'7".
Bob!
5'7".
So Dave's winning on the names 3-2 because you didn't get the Richard Maltary. But, all right. But. So Pat Morita is, Terry, you guessed 5'7". Dave guessed 5'4". Correct answer, 5'3". Point to Dave.
That's right.
Jim Morrison. Terry had 6'1". Dave had 6. 5'11".
Dave is taking this to the cleaner.
The
did he win
one,
last time?
No, you kicked my ass. Oh.
I think they Dudley Moore.
4'9".
You guessed 5'6". Dave guessed 5'2". The correct answer is 5'2.5".
Jesus. I was going to put a half in there on one of those, but it wasn't him, just to be funny.
Okay, Ricardo Montalban. Terry,
it was
went
Alyssa
6'3".
Milano.
Dave went 5'11". He is 6 foot.
Man.
Within an inch there.
Yeah. All right. And
Bull
Shannon. Terry, you had 6'8". Dave, 6'9". Correct answer is
6'10". I finally got one point.
I'm giving you 2 points for that one.
Okay.
You hit it right on the nose. That's the first one either one hit.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano.
I was going to add a half on that. Or wait, 5'7" and 3'8".
You said 5'7".
And 3'8".
Dave said 5'8". She's very much closer to the belt line of 5'2".
Whoa.
Really?
She's another point.
She must wear some really tall shoes.
So the final score is...
The camera adds 4 inches.
5, Terry, Dave, 7.
Oh, good game, good game.
That was a good game.
Good game.
You beat him by an inch.
I just slapped him on the ass. He's laughing.
The hype game inch.
We'll talk about the ball pinching later.
Ball pinching?
Or no, bag pinching.
Oh, is that something you get after you work at a place for a long time? Like if you work at the Compassion Center and giving out weed all the time, they give you a bag pension when you leave. It's like a huge bag of weed.
I think it's more you worked at the candy for a while and you're naked and you get your balls pinched in the belt.
Dude, why do you have to bring that up? That happened to me as a young child.
Are you familiar with Arrested Development, Dave? You ever watch that show?
It's not on the air anymore, by the way.
I've seen a few episodes. Not many, but I've seen a few.
You got to watch that, Shizzle.
Yeah.
Some great stuff.
Okay.
There's a lot of running gags
Jason,
on there.
Jason Bateman.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of
narrated by Ron Howard. I had a Henry Winkler, Scott Baio.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah. a lot of Happy Days shit going on.
Yeah,
Ron Howard kind of giving his friends
He played Bob Loblaw.
Yeah, Bob Loblaw.
His name was Bob Loblaw. And he had a law blog.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in to Bob Loblaw's law blog, where he'll answer all your law questions.
You know, and there was also Ellen's wife is on there.
Oh. Oh, yeah, Portia de Rossi.
She's good looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
And she plays a straight woman.
And then David Cross plays a never nude.
Yeah, that's her husband, David Cross.
Plays a never nude.
Which means he always has a pair of cut-off jeans on.
Yep. He can't get nude even in the shower. So he's always in the shower crying with a pair of cut-offs on.
And he joined the Blue Man Group.
He did join the Blue Man Group.
And then he found out that it was just a bunch of people that were sad that got together once a week.
He all went in there dressed colored blue.
And at the same time, it's got Jeffrey Tambor in it. Tambor, and he's hilarious. Yeah. And they had a blueprint of his head. Remember?
Yeah.
And then they thought it's just a long, the whole thing is a running gag for 53 episodes, three seasons. But as promised, we were done with the height game. Now I'm going to tell you about hyphy.
Oh, yeah.
Hyphy.
Get hyphy on me.
It's a state of hyperactivity.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make me get hyperactive on your asses.
So is it hype? Hypey or hyphy?
No, you know, it's like birthday, and there's an urban pronunciation.
All right.
I'm getting hyphy.
Make me get all happy on you. I probably heard
shizzle.
That. I probably heard that in Hardcore Pawn and didn't know what they were saying.
Yep. It says something that's wild or going to go down, such as a fight. Or a $2
yeah, probably
or,
Hardcore Pawn.
Or a $2 hoe. She's about ready to go down.
I was watching.
Make you hype.
So, if you guys heard anything yet,
Saddles last night.
That
go ahead.
The Pabst was buying Twinkies by buying Hostess.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah,
no kidding.
That's what I heard. That they were trying to buy it so it didn't go out of business. And then I heard that Hostess was. Did you hear?
I don't know.
You haven't heard anything? Okay, I just want to make sure that Twinkies.
What was the last you heard about Hostess?
Just that Pabst Blue Ribbon was trying to buy them to save the.
Uh-huh.
Company, but I don't know.
Do you think Hostess sold all those on purpose? That they created that false.
Seems like it. I was going to type
demand.
In a Twinkie into Bing and see what comes
up. There was
up
a eBay. There's like lots of 5,000 Twinkies.
Twinkie defense.
That's like 500 boxes. That's
I saw a box on eBay that was
they're
like
$64. They're not
going to
stop making them. They're just going to sell the name to
another
bakery who's going to use the same equipment.
Where on eBay they were selling for like $10 a Twinkie.
Oh, no.
Are you sure it was hysteria?
Hystupida.
It was. There was fights going down.
Yeah, but was there doctors rubbing orgasms out of girls? You know where the word hysteria came from, Dave?
Go ahead.
Back in the day, back in like the 1700s or something,
it's like early 1900s even, though.
Yeah, it went that far before people started saying, that's kind of wrong. They would have girls who suffered from hysteria, and it was, it had to do with dry box. And so they would go to the doctors, and they would masturbate them to cure them.
Mm-hmm.
And
this also went on with, I don't believe, like, you were... Only got hysteria when you were over 18.
Right. And tune in to episode 307, I think, is when we talked about it. Yeah, episode 307 from last Wednesday. We go into great detail about the origins of the word hysteria and how loosely it actually means uterus. So we were wondering that when Def Leppard tours Europe, if they don't say, it's uterus, my uterus, it's so dry. You guys got any couple words for the Bing game? We haven't played that forever. Just give me two words. It doesn't even have to be a question. Just two words.
Channel.
Okay, you give me a word, Dustin.
Why?
Channel Y?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything's going to come up.
Oh, something will.
Channel WHNT19. Nope, that didn't work.
Public
that didn't work very well.
All right.
Okay, you have to give me two words. It's like part of a sentence, maybe,
right,
or a thought that's in your head.
You go first.
Thin legs.
Okay.
Why is that in your mind? Thin legs in 2 weeks.
Ooh, 2 weeks.
Okay,
no, that was boring.
This has got to get better.
All right, Dave, your turn.
Two words.
Girl fail.
Girl fail?
Yeah. It should go to a bunch of YouTube.
Oh, well, yeah. We're looking for autofill to where... Yeah, it just says girl fail compilation. Girl fail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is an audio show. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking video.
No, I'm just trying to get it to autofill and see what people have been searching the most. Like, I'll do the traditional why does...
Oh, there you go. I see what you're getting at.
Why does Bane wear a mask? See, now my vag, why does my vag smell is number 9 now?
Yeah, people already know. People spread that around.
Now, number 8 is why does Hawaii 5-0 suck? Book them, Dano. Well, I don't think it does suck.
The old one doesn't. The new one did.
Why does Internet Explorer stop working?
I don't know.
About 30 million.
How about type
about
in
30 million answers?
Type in who dat.
What are you, St. Louis? It finishes by saying who dated who. There's who dat nation. Who dat warrior.
I'm not good at this
That's
game.
That's New Orleans. Nope.
You're supposed
who
to say
do
right?
you?
There, just stop right there. Who
there you
do
you,
you think you are?
Who in the hell do you think you are?
See, now, if you just do two words, it's better.
Yeah.
Give me the first two words of a question.
When did?
Now, that's probably a good candidate right there.
Yep.
When did Hawaii become a state?
All right. How about
1940? No, it would have been 1937.
When did slavery end?
How about when did Rodney?
1864.
Type in when did Rodney?
That'll say I bet King die.
When did what?
Rodney.
Rodney King?
He just said when did Rodney?
Can't we all
yep.
just get along?
When did Rodney King die?
How about when did
2000?
When did Mike?
10.
Oh, the other one was when did Rodney Dangerfield die? When did Rodney King?
That was about a year and a half.
What about
when did Rodney King get beaten?
When did Mike die? When
right
did
after
Mike?
He played a fool.
When did Mike?
Yeah.
Wallace
Mike.
Die? When did Mike Tyson file
everybody
bankruptcy?
Everybody wants to know when everybody.
When did Mike and Ike break up?
Mike and Ike?
Yeah. Did you know they broke up?
I did not know.
It's a sad story.
How many?
When did Mike Tyson tattoo his face? How many?
Quiz show questions.
I know.
What do you mean I got a tattoo on my face? What's he talking about?
I got a tiger in my room. How many grams in an ounce?
How about how many tigers?
How many tigers does it take to fill Mike Tyson's bedroom?
Oh.
No. How many tigers are left in the world?
How would they even know that?
I know.
Because they're endangered.
We got this lady. She's out in the woods.
Yeah.
And she sits up in this tree all day long, and then every time she sees a tiger, she rings this little bell. And a little kid down there at the bottom of the tree, she puts this little check mark in the book all next right. to what time it is.
Okay, here's mine. What smell?
What smell?
What smells do cats hate? What smells like perfume to Montag? What the fuck's Montag?
That's German for Monday.
I don't like Montags. I don't like Montag. Okay, the Bing game was unsuccessful.
Montage.
Fuck yeah. Everything needs a montage. Every movie needs a montage. Even Rocky had a montage. Rocky needs a montage.
That movie is genius.
Hey, you didn't happen to get any emails, did you, to tagcastpodcast.com?
I don't think so.
Some guy that I don't know, I posted a thing saying if you have any topics for us, and he goes, I don't want to blast it on Facebook. Send me an email. And I didn't know the dude, and I didn't want to email him, so I just said, you can email any questions or comments to tagcastpodcast.com.
Or you got to go contact at tagcastpodcast.com.
That's what I said, contact at. Yeah, I told him that. So we're up to 154 likes on
Sean
Facebook
Leach.
Now. So that, yeah, it was Son Leach. Who is he? Who's Son Leach? Sorry, bro, I don't know you, but I'll accept you on Facebook. I noticed you sent me a Facebook request. But my only mutual friends, I can't even remember, maybe you? Do you know him?
No.
Are you his friend?
Sean Leach.
Oh, Phil, okay. All right, so did he have a question?
Yes, would you like me to read it?
I guess, is it?
Sure.
I guess if he sent it in.
I don't know, it depends on how personal you like to get on
the podcast. Are there any nasty words in it?
Oh, we don't care about nasty words, but, you know, I mean, I just asked the listeners, and if he's a listener.
Apparently, Phil's been telling this guy to get a hold of you.
Really?
Said, remember me?
Hi, Sean.
I was at one of your practices and at the Red Room show.
Oh.
Game over.
Hey, buddy.
Exclamation, exclamation.
At one of my practices. Maybe.
I was wondering if you had any instruments you would want to part with. My phone number here is.
Okay, well, that's not.
We can wheel and deal.
Right on, Sean. Well, that rhymed, and that's not really what I was going for questions, comments, or topics for the podcast, but that's cool. I'll text you or call you or something, and I don't really have any instruments that I want to part with, but I don't know if the price If the price is right.
Yeah, you probably know somebody who might.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you can, you know, I mean, I would just suggest people have a lot of success on Craigslist. That's where I bought my last amp and cabinet. I went down to Eugene.
Was that our first official listener mail?
No, we've had Jared wrote us.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't get listener mail at contact at tagcastpodcast.com.
We appreciate all forms of contact.
Guys, just to make us feel better about ourselves, you guys should send in anything. Just send in a random topic or say.
Or just tell us where you are.
When I was four, I stuck a pencil up my ass and I had to go to the doctor.
Have you seen those?
Anonymous.
Have you seen those? Those pencil sharpeners that looks like a cat's butt, and you stick the pencil in the cat's butt?
No.
Yeah.
That's as bad as those doggy poop things.
The commercial you see nowadays, I want one of those ears. It's a pencil sharpener.
Oh, yeah.
It's just this great big giant foam elf ear, but there's a pencil sharpener right here.
So you're just like, meow, meow,
meow. No, you just stand
it's
there.
It's electric, right?
Yeah, it's electric.
Oh, I don't like electric typewriters.
That was a sight gag.
Yeah.
And even with the sight gag, it didn't work all that well. But anyway.
A sight gag.
You know, I mean, I like a good pencil sharpener. But they also have those cat butt things, too, where it, like, holds your towel. So, you know, you put the towel so it's halfway through, so it looks like a towel hanging out of a cat's butt.
I saw some lady protesting outside of a thing, and she had a dick towel on.
Really?
Yeah, and she was saying, is this not okay? Because it was something about nudity, because
So she was making an anatomically correct point.
Didn't we talk about it, maybe, about them making nudity not legal in San Francisco
anymore?
Yeah,
San Fran.
Yeah, so I think that's what it was. And so she was standing out there
with a dick towel on.
With a dick towel on.
Have you ever seen a dick towel, Dave?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever seen a show called Always Sunny in Philadelphia? It's a funny show.
I've seen maybe two episodes.
Well, one of the episodes they had that, and it's a towel that you wrap around your waist after you get out of the shower.
It's got a picture of a bigger dick.
Yeah. And they've
got
a smaller
one. Well, no, but on the other
one.
Side, it's got the small one.
Yeah. And then they have a dick towel for girls, too, right?
Yeah.
With a pussy towel or whatever. But so the dick towel, that's pretty funny. And they sell quite a few, I guess, at dicktowel.com. I wish they'd give us a kickdown.
You can get a dick towel hat.
Does it make you look like a dickhead?
Yeah.
Speaking of dicks, you guys go check that out because Dave's looking at it now and it's making him laugh.
There's the ladies' one.
So we'll use this point where he's laughing his ass off.
The ladies' ones, you have two choices. A nice shaved with the big titties or the hairy with the small
big
titties.
Bush, yeah. Is that the only way it goes? Like if it's
yeah,
shaved?
Yeah, it's one of those two ways.
Oh, man. It seems like you'd have more choices. So while we're talking about dick towels and pussies and shit like that, we'll segue into our crazy Florida section where, and it's also mingled with a porn story. I don't know if you guys heard about this in Tampa, Florida. There's a mother-daughter that is going into porn now, and they're getting a lot of flack from people because they're mother and daughter. And
but they still work together?
They work exclusively together, but they don't interact with each other. Or so the Germans might have you think.
Right.
But they apparently do double threesome scenes, but they don't do any lesbian activity with each other. Says that they've been filming sex scenes with each other and non-related partners for their self-titled website, and then they want to go into actual video pornography, which I don't even know if it exists anymore.
What were they doing before audio?
What?
What were they doing before audio porn?
No, like it's all on the internet now. Most people don't buy actual videos.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like but you said they want video porn as opposed to audio porn.
Well, no.
That's funny.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it.
I didn't either. My eyes itching.
Well, that was number five on the Why Does My Eye Twitch.
Oh, Twitch.
Bing
or itch?
Says Twitch. Yeah, I guess he said itch, but when it itches, it makes it twitch. So the mom's 56, the daughter's 22, and it was the daughter's idea for them to do it together, even though that they both love sex a whole lot. And
it was a mother daughter situation. Sorry, I got a little lost.
Yeah, it's a mother daughter porn.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm caught up.
But they don't do anything with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're saying that the Florida laws aren't as liberal as the California porn laws. And I heard that they also passed a new law in California about porn that now you always have to wear a condom while filming a porn.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and keep that
in Cali.
Yeah. If you ever do any work down there, I know you mostly work up here, Dave, but
now you're going to be able to know what porn was done in California, though.
Well, unless it's underground and they're just like breaking the law. So their name, their fake name is the Sextons with three X's. But that's not their real name, of course. But the doctor that's in charge of this case has said that they're guilty of emotional incest.
You think?
Is that such a thing? Emotional incest?
Ew.
Only if you're touching their feelings.
Isn't that a Rolling Stones song? Your emotional incest.
That's such the weirdest Rolling Stones songs ever.
Even if they're not having sex with each other, it has to be titillating to one or both of them, so it crosses the line since sexual arousal comes in.
Speaking
into
of crosses.
Mix.
Wait right there.
Okay.
Wait right there.
I gotta know right now.
That is their little insides creating a fantasy and forcing it on us with their assumptions of what other people are thinking.
Yep. I agree.
That's what I'm talking about with the Four Agreements. That shit. Squashing that shit down, man.
Okay, and before we get out of this porn
that
story.
That falseness that you
we'll get into that.
Yourself.
The younger, the girl, the daughter says, I enjoy sex and I enjoy spending time with my mom.
And she I'm said, multitasking.
No shit. So why not have sex with the turkey on Thanksgiving?
And then she says, during the scenes, I just think about how we're going to be filthy rich.
Filthy.
Yeah, it is
rich.
Filthy. Yep. It is filthy, isn't it? I'm rich, bitch. So I,
if
you know,
they're not going to do mother-daughter together action, what the fuck's the point?
Well, it's like a lot of guys might have that fantasy, and so they're probably filming these videos and saying, "Hey, you want to get it on with me and my mom?" You know, whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
one of them just kind of hangs out.
We'll or they might we'll be fucking turkeys on Christmas. I don't know.
We'll give you a couple $100, and then we're going to sell it for $100,000.
You know how much? You know how many much people will pay to watch videos of people fucking a turkey?
No,
how like much? A stuffed Thanksgiving turkey.
Please don't.
I've
tell
done
me
a lot
you
of market research.
No,
I hope it's not
$23.94 a month on average.
A month,
$23.94.
How many much people will pay to watch some? There's only two guys, but
well, how many times you got to fuck it a month? How many times you gotta fuck the turkey? How many times you gotta fuck the turkey?
You gotta at least have 1,000 videos
how many,
up there
how
to
many
start.
Episodes? I mean, yeah. I mean, how many episodes?
1,000 turkey
film
fucking
you
videos?
Well, I don't know how many turkey fucking videos you got.
I don't have any right now, but if it's only $23.94, that's not even enough to buy a Christmas turkey. You'd have to fuck 1,000 turkeys just to get anybody to buy one turkey. Now, is this a true thing, like the foot fetish eBay thing?
It very
fuckers?
Well could be.
And break.
Go ahead.
I can't believe that people pay money for turkey fucking videos. And if they did pay money for turkey fucking videos, what did they pay? A chicken fucking video? Because there was a chicken fucking on South Park. You would watch. You would pay money to watch someone fuck at you. Come on now. Be honest with us.
Well...
Okay. What about a rape video?
I wouldn't pay money, but I'd want to watch just to see, like, how the fuck would you do that?
Or like a snuff film. I've inadvertently searched for snuff films. I don't even know. Yeah, somehow I inadvertently searched for it, and I couldn't find anything.
Uh-huh.
So that's weird, because usually if you find something inadvertently, you find it, but you weren't looking. I, on the other hand, was looking but couldn't find it, so I guess it was
I've heard of a friend who had...
A snuff film?
A snuff film.
Well, I saw 8mm. No,
this
wait,
was,
that wasn't
two videos that were downloaded off the internet, and he had a copy on disc, a CDR. And I may have watched part of it.
I mean, I can't even find two girls in one cup.
I don't even know if it was real, though. You know? I don't. They were just supposedly, like, rumored to be, like, a couple of the probably more known. I don't know. You know, I mean, you watch Faces of Death and you see them, like, moving their hands around in chicken's blood with chicken's organs or whatever, you know?
Alien autopsy.
Yeah.
That was totally
psychic
real.
Psychic surgery.
So, you know, I mean, I don't know. Even if you did see the real thing, would
what
you know?
What are you doing?
Would you even know if it between if it was a real snuff film or not?
No, I guess you wouldn't. You wouldn't know if it was a real rape video either.
No, not if they were good.
If they were
and
good.
And you wouldn't want to be, you know, right?
Now that that right there was a good rape video.
Yeah, she a was great a good performance.
Rape performance.
Oh, yeah, geez. Stuck by the script.
He seemed to stray a bit there towards the end.
He did.
She
he
was
got
saying,
a little lost.
She kept saying no, and he
yeah,
just...
Yeah, he forgot his line.
She said cut.
She kept saying line!
What's your
line.
Safe word? What's your safe word?
Yeah, you can't forget your
pineapple!
Safe word.
Did you say pineapple? Oh.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I know. Everything just got weird for a second.
Have you mentioned Superfan videos in a while?
Nope. We talked a lot about turkey fucking and snuff films mm-hmm. and mother-daughter porn.
You won't
teams.
Find any of those kind of videos.
No,
Superfan videos. All local music and stuff, you know, all stuff that's happened locally. They're not all local bands, right? He's got
no,
stuff.
Like I said, he's got Joan Jett and the Psychedelic
Jett.
Furs.
Mm-hmm.
Psychedelic Furs. You,
you like those guys,
guys
Dave?
I'm not sure.
You, what?
Play something.
Are we friends? I'm not sure.
Yeah, sickdaddy.com/superfan. Take you there. He's got over 216 videos.
I can't.
You used to say 213, so I added 3.
Really?
Is that what you used to say?
You said almost 300 on a previous episode.
Did I?
Yeah.
Almost 300?
That's because you said over 200.
Oh, dude.
If it's more than 2, that's way closer to 3 than 100.
Yeah, it is.
Good point.
It's the closest 100 without going over.
Yes, he does have still 216 videos up right now.
Bam! I nailed it!
Yeah, you're good, dude. The latest ones are by Witchasaurus Hex, Boneworm, Grief Hammer, Sometimes Why, Zenit Raw featuring Dave Trinkle and J.D. Monroe, American mm-hmm. Overdose, Blood Oath, The Berated.
Let's hear a little Sometimes Why.
He favorited a Victims of Internal Decay live record release party of 1994.
Nice. That was at the Bone?
Yes, it was.
That was a fun
Psychedelic
show.
Furs.
I had so much fun at that show.
Blood Cobra, Awake, Glad Hander, Black Hair. So many bands. Norska, Diesto, Nether Regions, Catechus, Sons of Confusion, Strange Dichotomy, War at the Monteith Park, River Rhythms.
And
that's a 28-minute video right there, so you know he captured a good 4 or 5 songs.
Hey, that brings me back. You know what? War, what is it good for?
Guarantee
land expansion
freedom.
And power.
It's land expansion and power, Dave.
Guarantee and freedom.
Guarantee and freedom. I think we're gonna have a podcast war right now.
Yeah.
You guys, no one will back down. It's been 40 episodes since the last time we spoke of this, and you guys still just holding your stances.
Yep.
You fucking assholes. Wait a
land expansion power, man. I mean,
were you gonna play some psychedelic furs?
No, it was recorded at the Aladdin Theater.
Sometimes Why?
It's going to be some poor audio.
Yeah, you know.
Let's hear a little Sometimes Why.
That is way bad old recording.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
I don't know. I mean, people can go and look it up. I encourage them to go and do that.
Yeah, that's why we spoke. We didn't want to tease you, Dave, and say, hey, listen to all these videos, but you can't hear none of them.
Yeah. There was
a what?
Brain fart in the room? I thought I smelled something burning.
Yeah, that's exactly what was going on.
There was a... I thought the tape stopped for a second, but we don't use tape.
I thought by the time I finished that phrase that something would have popped out of my head, and it did not happen.
What was
so
the
you
phrase?
Tried to start a
there
sentence
was,
before you had a thought?
Yep. There was a...
There was...
That's very brave.
Sometimes you get stranded.
Dude, that's super brave of you.
It is.
Do you ever do that when you're trying to do stand-up?
Probably. I'm not a very good preparer for those.
For stand-up?
You lack in your preparedness?
Yeah, I do. I'm not going to be shy about being real about it.
Well, why don't you get on that and write some shit?
Lazy.
Wow. Honest.
I know.
Lazy and honest. That's our podcast. Evil, informative, conjecture, and honest, and evil.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and you know.
And lazy.
Those conjectures will build inside of you, man.
What happens when that happens?
It's poison. You'll let out your poison. That's what Al told me.
Al who? Alcoholic?
Al who, you too.
Here's one of his videos, just to suffice Dave. But it's narcissistic because it's victim, or it's victims, it's Griefhammer. And in case you don't know, Hans sets down now when he plays, so he's like Skunk Baxter from the Doobie Brothers.
He sits down?
In a chair. Yeah.
Where else would you like him to sit down?
On my face?
No!
So I guess that's not too bad audio quality there.
What if he, why don't you lend him the stump stool?
He wants to sit on a chair. Stool's too high for him. He's a little troll.
What if you brought some? If you brought the legs up on the stool?
What do you mean?
Like, so you cut him down a little bit?
Yeah, no. So
no,
that like
give him a stack of phone books to stand on, and then you can use the stool.
What about a drum stool?
What if we just let him sit on a stack of phone books?
There you go.
No, he says his back's been hurting him. He's listening right now, and he's getting mad at us for talking about it. We're sorry, Hans. Don't be such a clam. Dave, you haven't heard about our new idea. The more times we talk about it on the podcast, the more chance it'll become a reality. We want to make a doll for next Christmas. It's a little Hans doll.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those dolls that you have a string that you pull out the neck, and it just says all of Hans's phrases like, oh, man. And what does that even mean? Aw, guys, knock it off. I got to get home and get to bed.
Have we done the segment yet?
Which one?
What's in Hans's CD player?
No, we haven't. We've been fucking around like dogs. Check out. I want you guys to check out this.
I didn't know if I was segment or if I lost something.
Check out his riff. That is Skunk Baxter. He's gone stoner metal on us. So anyway, we will have to.
I'd be headbanging right now, but I'm following the school of Tom Araya.
No more headbanging for him.
No more headbanging ever for Tom Araya, Dave. Yeah. Did you know that?
Really?
He had back surgery
ever.
And got titanium plates put in his spine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they told him it was from massive headbanging. And
I thought you were going to say it was from masturbating.
Why would you think that?
Because you said mass.
You hear mass, and the first thing you hear is turbating.
Yep. I know. You should see me in a mass media store.
Excuse me, sir. Could I interest you in any mass media?
Oh.
What are you talking about jerking off for? I just wanted to get a fucking hard drive. Hard drive.
Hell,
I got a soft drive going on. We should just use Hans's stoner metal riff there for his new intro.
Well, I tell you what.
What's in Hans's CD player?
What?
Tell me what.
What's in Hans's CD player?
What's in Hans's CD player? We're going to kick out a freestyle, Dave. What's in Hans's CD player? My name's Dave W. Nothing rhymes with W. Except W.
So, yeah, well, for our listeners who couldn't see it, Dave just ran out to his car, grabbed a piece of cardboard, came in, did three backspins into a head spin, and then he did a spider crawl back out to his car.
And then my hair was still standing up just perfectly, even though I'd have been rolling around. You know,
and it's not even very long. And then the weird thing was I told him what Hans was listening to, and then he fell over dead. Because, you guys, this is another one you'll never guess.
All right. Let me try. He's listening to...
It's not obscure.
He's listening to his theme song.
Well, he was just about 20 seconds ago.
Yeah. Right.
But today in his CD player, let's see if I can give you any hints.
All right.
He sold millions and millions and millions of records.
Michael Jackson.
That, in a weird way, is really close.
Paul McCartney.
Vanilla Ice.
Nope. Michael Jackson's... Previous father-in-law. Oh.
Joe Jackson? No. Oh, Elvis Presley.
Yes, he's listening to Elvis Presley's 30 number one hits. which it's not even obscure. You know, he's probably listened to Suspicious Minds and I can't help falling in love with Hans.
Hans. I'm not a big Elvis fan.
I appreciate what he did.
Sure, I did too. But he wiggled his whip. Hips.
He wiggled his whips.
He wiggled his whips.
Hey, we ran out of ideas for the script. Sing something, Elvis.
He wiggled his whips. Ran out of scripts. Give me some scripts. I'm getting some pills.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. He was totally. He was a puppet, wasn't he?
Who, Elvis?
No.
He pulled his own strings.
Yeah.
I thought he was just kind of like.
You remember all those fringes that hung off?
No, he was like a Christian gospel singer, wasn't he? And then they like
he was really
marketed
good at
him
it too.
They marketed him, and
Colonel Tom had a marketing scheme.
Well, yeah. He did rock and roll, made a ton of money, and then just produced the gospel albums, which is where he learned to sing, and it was the type of music he started singing.
Yeah. So from like 54 to probably almost the 70s, he was doing just rock and roll.
Yeah. And he said,
but
you know
he
what?
Came from gospel.
Though. I'm writing. Yeah. But then he says, you know what? I'm writing the checks now. I'm going to sing the songs.
I ain't writing the songs, but I'm writing the checks.
Yeah.
He only,
there you go.
I don't think he wrote any songs.
Actually, I think he did.
His mom wrote one, I think. And he might have written.
That's a good
dog.
Google question.
No, but you know who wrote that? Hoyt Axton's mother.
Oh, really?
No, wait. Wow. I take that back. Hound Dog was. Perkins.
Oh.
It was Heartbreak Hotel was written by Hoyt Axton's mom.
Sam Perkins. No, that's not right.
Did she write that part that goes,
Carl Perkins. Yeah, I wrote that. The Oak Ridge Boys. Those guys are from Oregon. You know.
What?
Oak Ridge, Oregon.
Where's Oak Ridge?
Oak Ridge, Kentucky.
No.
What?
Back to Kentucky?
Man, we've been talking about Kentucky all weekend.
I'm going back to Kentucky.
Well, you know, if you're taking the duct tape off my mouth a little earlier.
Your
duct
tape? Kentucky duct tape. What's that? It's like a Lacombe pinstripe. Do you know what that is, don't you?
Chew spit out the window?
Yep, chew spit out the window.
Kentucky pinstripe.
Pinstripe.
What did you do? What was the most fun thing you did outside the base in Kentucky?
Besides free base.
A drink beer with Pat Travers.
What?
What? All right.
Boom, boom, out goes the lights.
Now you got to tell me the story.
Were you snorting whiskey or drinking cocaine?
I was drinking beer.
Which one was he doing?
He was playing the Showdown, something like that. And it was in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Showdowns, I think, was the name of the lounge. And I was a regular there. I mean, because they had, you know, bands that would go through and tour the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Arch Rival, War Child, Arch Rival.
Point of Entry.
Anyway, these are bands that I saw come through. They're just Midwest bands, and they would do the tour. Well, I got to know some of them. One of the bands was Rox.
With two X's?
Yes, with two X's.
How did I know that?
And
we wanted to start a band called Hot Rox with two T's and two X's.
Yeah.
I had a friend who put a 6666 on his shoes because three sixes weren't enough.
Super shit, 666. So how did you come to drink with Pat Travers?
So we're at Showdown, and this band that I had already met on a couple times that they had come through and played that lounge, they got the opening gig for Pat Travers.
Oh.
And so I showed up early. I didn't even know he was going to be there that night. And it was like, you know, 18, this is back in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out tickets are like $15 more than what it usually costs, like $2 to get in this place to see whatever band is coming through. And, I got there and got there early before they even set up and was actually drinking beer with the guys from the opening band.
Rocks.
Yeah. And he says, Hey, Dave, I want you to meet somebody. Hey, Pat, come here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pat, this is Dave. Dave, this is Pat. How you doing?
Now, did you?
He sat down, ordered another pitcher, Mm-hmm. Well, it was like five of us sitting there. He bought the first pitcher, and I bought the second pitcher.
Did you buy Michelob?
No, it was Budweiser.
All right.
I now have been inspired to start a new weekly show called Drinking with Pat Travers.
Right on.
I'm going to play Pat Travers, and I'm going to hire people to come on as guests, and we're just going to...
It's not like we made friends or anything. Yeah. You know, I did.
Oh, I'm not
going to
make... I'm not going to make...
Shared two pictures with him.
I'm not going to make friends with my guests either. I'm just going to have them on. I'm going to be a real jerk to them. I'm going to buy him a pitcher. Say, all right.
A Bud. It's got to be a Budweiser.
And then I'm just going to use quotes from all of his songs for all my dialogue. And some people will get it, and some people won't. Like, I know my good friend. He's not my good friend, but he's a friend of my wife's, and he plays in a band who does some Pat Travers, Tim Potter. He will dig drinking with Pat Travers.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about that incident, Dave?
Hell no.
Did you mention to Pat Travers that you had a brother named Pat?
Travers.
I don't remember.
You wouldn't remember if you said, hey, Pat on Pat.
No. Hop on pop.
How is it, that's,
I don't remember. I have no idea what we talked about.
Oh, okay.
You didn't ask him how he came up with that song, Snorting Whiskey and Drinking Cocaine?
No, because I'd never heard it.
Well.
If I had, I didn't recognize it. I mean,
so you didn't ask him.
You know the guy?
I knew who he was. But
so you didn't ask him how deep his relationship with Tommy Aldridge ever got?
You didn't ask him how deep was his love?
No.
You didn't ask him, is this love, which is a cover he did by Bob Marley on Crash and Burn?
And he also covered Is This Love by
Whitesnake.
Whitesnake.
And then he also covered Born Under a Bad Sign by... Whoever hasn't? Yeah, whoever.
And he also was born under a bad sign. It was like a stop sign that was half bent over and rusted.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But
wow. He has a song called Getting Better, and it's spelled funny, like it sounds. And then it says Irish Setta.
Was he getting butter?
No, it's all getting
it's
butter.
Like butter.
Butter all the time, all the time. Irish Setta. Setting all the time.
It's like butter. It's like butter.
He's turning to Barbra Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can we talk here? Can we talk?
What's the most you would pay to see Barbra Streisand live?
You'd have to pay me.
I'd pay more to see her dead.
No.
Now, anybody who heard that, I'm not hiring people to kill Barbra Streisand.
No.
But I.
But that email address is contact at Tagcast Podcast.
Beyonce. Beyonce was slated to play Barbra Streisand's role in the remake of A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that movie with Chris Christopherson?
But then it found out she wasn't born yet.
But now she's getting $50 million to be the new spokeswoman for Pepsi. She's
Have you seen those cans?
On her? I know.
No.
Oh, the Pepsi cans.
Man.
Sorry, thanks for setting that up.
Yeah, wow.
When you get a softball, you hit
that was right in the zone.
I've seen the cans, and the can on that girl is incredible, too. She's got one of those booties, ghetto booties.
No, they painted her face on the side of the Pepsi can.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and she's got this like loud pink lipstick. It looks like one of those...
She's
dolls.
Already on the cans?
No, well, they've released a design.
Oh, okay.
You can't tell it's her.
I'd
you
love
know, they painted
it's
John
got,
Elway.
It's got like inflatable doll lips.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see Beyonce lipstick. On the can.
You know,
check
you know,
it out.
That's a weird fetish of mine. I'd love to see Beyonce on the can.
You know, they got a...
No, the Pepsi can.
Oh, okay. Did you see the cans on that chick?
I did.
Did you forget what you were going to say?
I thought about that.
Dustin's a blank out.
He really had a blank out.
I did.
I really had a blank out.
I had it twice, and then I lost it on the third time. Third time's charm.
Third time's a killer. So we had an hour now.
Yeah.
All right.
You got any parting words? Well, we did it in a chunker. Nobody in podcast land knows what that means.
Yeah. I have no idea what it means.
It means... I'm a little
don't
girl.
Don't eat the chunky chocolate edible
underwear. Did you see that episode of Duck Dynasty?
No, but I was told.
They went out picking these berries, and they were shaking the trees and knocking the berries down, and the old guy, what the hell's his name? The Uncle Cyrus.
Judd.
No. they're picking
up
these.
Just a wild guess.
They're picking these berries off. No, this is a quick story. Okay. They're picking these berries off the ground, and the oldest uncle, who's, you know, old redneck, tooth missing in the front and everything, His eyes are going bad. His eyes are going bad. And he actually eats a raccoon turd.
Ooh.
Thinking it's one of these berries. He's just, man, that tastes terrible. Rotten berries. And all the other guys start laughing and saying, "No, you just ate a raccoon turd."
So that's the old guy. That must be the guy that I saw take the younger boy out to get that honey sack out of that big bean's nest.
Is that what they did?
He said he got a couple teeth gone and he's got a.
Yeah.
I know they all got long beards, but one of them's like gray. Yeah, totally.
That's him. He's the one that ate the raccoon turd.
So I posted a picture of me with my beard and I said I might just keep it growing until who knows, because it's really starting to grow on me. And and they said, yeah, keep it up. You could be the duck commander.
Yeah, well, you got the. Wait, you got the upside down Jay Leno thing going with that little silver.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It's like I think it's my cat. My cat's markings are exactly like that. And I think I've just been hanging out with my cat so long that she's really starting to grow on me.
Yeah,
did you know they painted John Elway's face on the side of their helmets, on the Bronco helmets?
No, I did not.
I'd love to see Elway on a helmet.
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen? It's a horse head.
No, I didn't think they needed to take out the Joe Paterno statue because, I mean, it was looking the other way.
That is true. Sorry, I'm rubbing my eye.
Non sequitur.
I saw I was snooping around.
Why? Me. How come nobody ever does sequitur humor?
Same reason nobody acts chillant.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not even a word. Yeah. So I went all over to him, all chillant, and just fucking punched him in the mouth.
Like, oh, no, doctor. I'm plenty continent.
Well, I'm incontinent.
Yeah, continent.
It's like, quit being so nonchalant. It's like, what, you want me to be more chalant?
Yeah. How come there isn't any towns called Dependence?
Yeah, true.
How about Turquoise?
There is in China, right?
I live in Dependence.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. All right. Was waiting for a punchline there.
Well, I know. I was hoping you were going to give me one.
I was waiting for you to punch him.
What am I, Google?
Google.
What am I, Google?
Hey, you could come over to my Google and Yahoo, my Facebook, and then I'll stick my Flickr in your
MySpace,
in your Twitter.
Is that the new Butterfinger? Remember the old Butterfinger joke
about all the candy bars?
Yeah, and then Baby Ruth and Mrs. Butterfinger and
no, there's no Mrs. Butterfinger.
It was like Butterface.
I heard Snickers, and he was feeling her mounds, and then Mr. Goodbar came along and
Butterface. You know, she's got a good body, but
and
her
then
face.
He gave her a payday, and it was a total money shot.
She had a pretty face, but her finger.
That's
what about old margarine face.
It totally screwed up the whole. It totally screwed up the whole story when they discontinued those candy bars called the money shot. you ever remember those? They were made by Nestle. Bing. N-E-S-T-L-E-S. Nestle makes the biggest mess.
Was it those little candy buttons the on shot. The wax paper, but they weren't colored? They were just white?
Necco wafers.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
The little candy buttons that were always on the wax paper?
The like Hershey's Kisses, but they're just sugar is all basically all it was.
Yeah, it was just a little... Yeah.
Marzipan or whatever the hell you call that shit.
I stole a
baby Mars
Ruth
your pan.
I stole a baby Ruth when I was 7.
What? Did you put it in a pool to make it look like a turd?
Nope. I put it in a punch bowl. Look like a turd in a punch bowl. You stick out like a turd in a punch bowl, boy.
Was this from Dairy Mart?
I still use that line.
Village Pantry.
Ooh.
Now Dairy Mart. I'm coming clean and getting some junk out of my closet or out of my trunk and some skeletons out of my attic.
Yeah? Yeah.
All right, you guys, that was a fun show. I hope everybody's having a good Monday so far. Come back on Wednesday. I don't know what we're going to do on Wednesday.
I don't either.
We're going to talk about Beyonce's can some more.
Yeah, tune in and find out.
Yep.
Maybe Beyonce's tuna.
We're going to talk about some more pizza. Some more
now!
Pizza.
Now!
Until then.
Metal!
You ain't eating a pizza now 7 days a week. You ain't eating there enough.
You ain't eating shit. If you ain't eating pizza now, eating shit.
I'm telling you, the pizza's good.
I wonder if Chris would mind that for a tagline.
What's that?
If you ain't eating pizza now, you ain't eating shit.
Might like it. We'll have to have him come on as a guest and tell us.
He's an old metalhead. He's not old, but he likes metal.
Yeah.
Or at least he had some friends who were in a metal band.
Mm-hmm. And we'll will enjoy. I'd like to find out how that business came about. That's what I want to know.
Right on.
You guys have a good Monday.
Take care. Have a good week.
We'll see you for hump day.
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings
and CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.